Phone Boy Speaks, episode 504, Competition, Not Neutrality.
I don't think I want net neutrality, and I'll explain why. So the premise that people are pushing with net neutrality is that every packet is created equal, and so that somebody like Comcast, who's my internet service provider, isn't allowed to decide that one packet is more important than another, and it kind of goes against the way that networks are actually managed. And let me attempt to explain. Right, so. In a corporate network, there are various mechanisms that are used to manage a network. And you can, of course, add more capacity, which often happens, or you can do what they call quality of service. And there's lots of nerds that know way more about this than I do. And, in addition to doing quality of service, there are ways you can steer the traffic or segment the traffic so that the network still runs smoothly. And these are very common standard things. And again, not all packets necessarily need to be treated equally. So for example, in voice over IP, there's a lot of very small packets that are sent very quickly. And if you drop, a lot of those packets or even a few of those packets, you're going to notice it on the other end of that phone call that you're having. And so it's very important that low latency stuff gets delivered quickly. Whereas your typical email, right? If that gets delayed a few seconds, it's not the end of the world. Even a few minutes, it's not the end of the world. That stuff's not time sensitive necessarily. I mean, sometimes it seems like it takes forever for an email but if you think about it, a couple seconds here or there isn't going to kill your average email. And there's a lot of other applications that are like that, maybe they're not, there's other things that are slightly more important, and we want the network to be, smooth for, the majority of people. And so there are things that have to be done to the network to make that happen. And the other option, of course, is to add more capacity. Now, and that sometimes happens because there's only so much quality of service you can manage, and then you actually have you do have to add more capacity. But if the only tool for essentially making the network better is adding more capacity, which is, kind of what net neutrality proponents are, they essentially don't want, Comcast or anybody necessarily making those changes, then I think it's going to get much more expensive, right? Because, obviously the scale that Comcast and these other service providers have to upgrade the network and to add capacity, it's not cheap, right, to do this, especially at that scale. Now, granted, once the infrastructure's in place, transmitting the packets is not a substantial cost to that. There's some overhead, but it's not, we're not talking a huge amount, and especially when compared to the overhead of actually, getting this stuff put in. So that cost is going to get passed along to us. Now, the other thing I've heard from net neutrality folks is that the internet should be treated like a utility. Well, I don't know about you, but my utilities, water, power, for example, they're metered, right? And that means there is no free lunch, right? If I use more power, my power bill is higher. If I use more water, my water bill is higher. If I use more gas, my gas bill is higher. So, right now we got an all-you-can-eat buffet, but that's going to go away. If we're going to regulate it like a utility, then it's going to be a metered model, or could very well be a metered model. Now, and obviously, for people that don't use it very much, that means their bill will be a little bit lower, but people who use it a lot, and I personally use it a lot, that means my bill's going up, especially when now, and so you take that plus, the infrastructure upgrades and stuff, and then things start getting really interesting at that point. The costs will really go up. I also think that, the deals that Netflix has made with Comcast and Verizon they're, you know, those aren't necessarily violations of network neutrality either. I've said it before. You know, all they're paying for is a road into a direct route into Comcast's network, which, yeah, does cost money, right? That means that, you know, rather than connecting through Cogent or Level 3 or whatever, another service provider, they're connecting on, a direct connection. And this is how the internet was built, guys. There's a lot of direct connections between different companies that are passing traffic and stuff, and that makes it more efficient, right? And if these kinds of deals can't be made, then now you've got these fewer pathways, going through these transit providers, and it's possible that those connections may not get upgraded even if there's a lot of traffic in place, right? I mean, there's a certain, even though that, for example, a Comcast and a Cogent or Level 3, they have a peering arrangement where they essentially exchanging traffic relatively equally. And so they just decide to not charge each other for that, right? Well, I mean, there's still a cost of operating that connection between those two providers. And so there's equipment that's being tied up and circuits being tied up and all that stuff. If we force everybody to use those, then maybe the connection's not going to be good. And so I may be wrong on some or a lot of this, but I just get the uneasy feeling that we may not want network neutrality. I mean, not that the current state of affairs is that great, but to me, the problem isn't, network neutrality per se. The problem is that there's no competition, right? Since Comcast is, the only game in town for a lot of people, if you want a decent high-speed internet connection that doesn't have a ridiculously low cap, you're stuck with Comcast, right? Or, whoever your local cable company is. If you happen to have Fios or something, that's a whole other thing. And I think if we had some competition, right? I mean, real competition where I could, not this false choice that I have today, but I have, two, three, or four or more choices of, providers that offer, relatively similar products and speeds that are as good or better as I have today. I think that will solve a lot of the problems that we're having today with competition, with net neutrality. Because if I had a choice, maybe I would choose something other than Comcast because it gives me a better, but there's some check in the market to make sure that these companies are actually serving their customers and that there's some, they have some competitive reason to actually do what customers want. Whereas, right now Comcast doesn't really have any competition, so they can do what they want. I don't really want like the government to come in and say, this is what you have to do. As much as I disagree with some of the lobbying that's been going on around this issue, I don't think the government's going to necessarily make this better. I think it's going to make it a lot worse. And, you really need to, I think the people who are just parroting network neutrality really need to understand what that means, right? And understand all of the different nuances to this. I just don't think it's going to end up being what we want. And again, the real remedy to all of this is going to be competition. If we had competition, this net neutrality thing would solve itself. But until that happens, we're asking for net neutrality. I think is actually going to be worse than the problem that we have today.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.